Bombardier's C-Series test flight is go for today. Spirit AeroSystems rebalancing its workforce. And Cessna announces a big Russian order for 172s. This is Aero News for Monday, September 16th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. Bombardier's new narrow-bodied C-Series aircraft will be seen in the skies for the first time today, Monday, September 16th, and you can watch it live. The test flight event is planned for a live webcam performance beginning at 09:30 Eastern Daylight Time. The web address is www.cseriesfirstflight.bombardier.com. Once again, that's www.cseriesfirstflight.bombardier.com. High-speed taxi tests up to 120 knots were run on Friday, September the 6th, and Bombardier released a video of those test runs in Mirabel, Quebec. This all-important test flight has already been delayed three times. Industry analysts will be watching to see if the Bombardier claims about the efficiency improvements on the C-Series prove to be true. Competitors will be watching the performance of the aircraft's new generation Pratt & Whitney engines. Bombardier claims the C-Series will be lighter and more efficient than others in its class, resulting in a savings on both costs and fuel. Spirit AeroSystems continued its previously announced workforce reductions Thursday by issuing layoff notices to approximately 150 salaried and management workers in Wichita, Kansas. In addition, a significant number of Spirit salaried employees have expressed interest in voluntary retirement and voluntary layoff programs. At the same time it's reducing its salaried and management population, the company said in a news release that it is hiring several hundred more factory workers, including assembly, composite, metals, and process mechanics, and quality inspectors. The company actions to balance the workforce are being taken to meet record demand from its customers and become more competitive in a cost-sensitive environment. Spirit is already producing at record rates and ramping up for further increases later this year and in early 2014. Spirit's backlog remains a robust $38 billion. Cessna has announced an order for 79 Cessna 172 Skyhawk aircraft, one of the largest orders on record for the aircraft, at Moscow's Jet Expo 2013. Moscow-based Vera ZH plans to use the Skyhawks for training purposes at various flight schools throughout Western Russia. The order is part of a multi-year agreement between Cessna and Vera ZH, with all 79 aircraft set to be delivered by the third quarter of 2014. On completion of the final delivery, Vera ZH will have one of the world's largest fleets of Skyhawk 172 aircraft in operation. The 172 Skyhawk has become the best-selling, most-flown single-engine aircraft in the world. With an all-glass Garmin G1000 integrated flight deck, the Cessna 172 Skyhawk has earned a reputation of offering the best combination of modern features and proven dependability among general aviation aircraft. After outselling Airbus by 370 units through August 2012, Boeing has sold 116 fewer airliners than its European rival through the same 8 months in 2013. Over the past 10 years, Airbus has consistently sold more jetliners than has Boeing, but the gap has been very narrow, according to analysis from NASDAQ. In 2012, the dynamic changed due to strong sales of Boeing's newly announced 737 MAX. However, Airbus currently holds an advantage in single-aisle sales with its A320neo family. As airplanes get bigger, Boeing has the advantage. Through August, Boeing has sold 124 wide-body airplanes compared to 112 orders for Airbus. NASDAQ reports that Boeing's production numbers are higher, delivering 414 aircraft through August compared to Airbus's 394. The merger of U.S. Airways and American Airlines would put too many slots at Washington Reagan National Airport in the hands of a single entity. That's according to the CEO of JetBlue. Dave Barger said AMR Corporation should promise to divest all of its slots at Reagan National, given the fact that U.S. Airways already has 55% of the business at that airport. He told Bloomberg News in an interview that no carrier should be allowed to go higher than 55% of the slots at any given airport. He said he feels very strongly that, quote, that should be the ceiling, end quote. Slots at Reagan National are one of the reasons the Justice Department filed its suit to prevent the merger. If it were to go through with no modifications to the slot allocation, the combined airline would control 69% of the flights going into and out of Reagan National. When Aero News continues, Google needs to Google search for jet fuel, funding excellence, and the devil made me do it.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Monday, September 16th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Google founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin will find the cost of flying their fleet of corporate jets and helicopters to be more expensive after a deal that allowed them to buy deeply discounted fuel from the Pentagon through NASA expired on August 31st. The deal was part of a lease agreement made in 2007 that allowed the Internet Entrepreneurs Airplane Management Company, H-211, to base its company fleet of seven jets at Moffett Federal Airfield. Pentagon records show that the fuel purchased, about 2.3 million gallons since 2009, was billed at about $3.19 per gallon. The going average since 2009 has been $4.35 per gallon, according to Fred Fitz, president of the Corporate Aircraft Association. The discounted fuel was only supposed to be available when Google's jets were flying scientific missions for NASA. Since being cut off at Moffett, H-211 has been buying fuel at other locations and landing their planes at the former Navy base with partially full tanks. A NASA spokeswoman said the agency is working with H-211 to resume fuel sales, but at, quote, a fair market price, end quote. U.S. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox announced on Friday that the FAA has selected a team of universities to lead a new Air Transportation Center of Excellence for alternate jet fuels and the environment. Led by Washington State University and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, the COE will explore ways to meet the environmental and energy goals that are a part of the next-generation air transportation system. Research and development efforts by the team will focus on next-gen environmental goals for noise, air quality, climate change, and energy. Areas of study will include new aircraft technologies and sustainable alternative aviation jet fuels. The FAA's COE program is a cost-sharing research partnership between academia, industry, and the federal government. The FAA anticipates providing this COE with $4 million a year for each of the 10 years of the program. The FAA has established centers of excellence with more than 75 universities, conducting research and education in 9 other topic areas. Well, last Friday was, of course, September the 13th. Friday the 13th. Now, some might consider that unlucky. So imagine how the passengers and flight crew of Finnair Flight AY666 from Copenhagen to Helsinki, HEL, felt. That's Flight 666 to Hell, for those of you who can't follow along. Surprisingly, the flight was almost full, reports the newspaper The Guardian. The daily flight, AY666, from Copenhagen to Helsinki, falls on Friday the 13th twice in 2013. Friday the 13th, of course, is considered bad luck in many countries, and the number 666 also has strong negative biblical associations. Some airlines, such as Scandinavian Airlines, take such fears seriously and do not have a row 13 on board. However, the negative connotations are a relatively new phenomenon for Northern Europeans, and Finnair and other regional carriers, such as Norwegian and Estonian Air, keep row 13. As for the air crew, well, they say it's all a big joke to them. And yes, the flight across the Baltic was without incident and landed safely. Ironically, my cell phone number ends with 9666. When asked about that last Friday, the 13th, I told the gentleman inquiring, I don't see it as a sign from the devil. To me, 9666 is an aviation term. Check it out. It spells Zoom. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.